year-round to protect their identity?
And good morning. We welcome you back into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. Today we're chatting with Riley County Commission Chair Ron Wells. And if you have any questions here, you can give us a phone call up till 10 o'clock, 785-537-1350. And I've seen a lot of orange cones here throughout the city of Manhattan here. I haven't driven too much north of the city here lately here, but I know there is some construction going on here in Riley County as well here this summer.
There is. It took some planning for me to get here this morning. I was trying to route out what way I could get here and make it here on time. So quite a bit is going on in Manhattan. But in Raleigh County, we're doing a chip and seal on Anderson Avenue from Scenic Drive roundabout to Highway 24, which is the road leading to Raleigh up there. We're doing a chip and seal on it. We've, because of keeping the mill levy down, the expense, we've stretched that out. We do those things 12 years, every 12 years instead of 10. The asphalt overlays, redoing the asphalt, we do 10 miles each year. But we have to be real careful because I don't want to get in a condition that the city streets, you know. So we need to maintain. We're going to, check that every 12 years. If that's working out, we'll be fine. We'll save a little money. But once again, 30% increase in oil on the chip and seal, asphalt. Right now, we just basically have one asphalt company to do the bidding on the work. So those expenses, as I pointed out, don't follow the CPI. And those are additional impacts on Raleigh County. But thankfully, the voters had passed a half-cent sales tax, which we identify projects we're going to do, and we guarantee the voters this is what we're going to do. So we use that money to do specified projects. And then our normal annual maintenance and stuff, that money is untouched. It goes into maintenance just like we plan every year. And right now with the Stockdale Bridge, that was kind of somewhat of an emergency. We were able to put a bridge off till fall that was going to be done about the same time because that was the emergency. Those poor people have to take a detour around a gravel road. It adds quite a bit of length and time. So we paid extra money to have it done quickly. It's supposed to be done on a 110-day working schedule. And then this fall, I think in October, we'll be starting the bridge going into Keats. I don't know. I think that US 24, I remember it was up. I don't remember, but it was updated past my place at about 1930. But I know the bridge dates back to at least then. And we've had a lot of trouble with it. And so we'll be putting a bridge in there. We have some culvert jobs coming up. So we maintain the county very well. I've never heard any complaints on our roads. Our gravel roads, I go out and when I'm driving the roads, it's really nice to drive on roads that are well maintained.
Well, and, that's good news here because, we have had a rough go of it weather-wise.
Oh, yes.
I mean, not just this past spring, but even going back to the winter, it was a very wet winter, and mm-hmm. that takes a toll on the roads.
It did, especially the gravel. And gravel, of course, those costs go up every year. I bought a load at my place there, and a load that I was paid $600 for the last time cost me over $800 this time. Mm-hmm. And it's just expenses that don't follow CPI. But, while I'm on the air, I want to be sure and thank K-Man for the job that you do on the county commission meetings because we don't have a large attendance down there. But the thing I like about K-Man is they record, take an interest in, but when you report it, right straight down the line. And it seems like anything I read in the paper, it's always got to be slanted or some cutesy thing said or whatever. So I want to really thank you for everything that you do in covering our meetings and getting the information out to the people.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, we try to, present the facts. That's what we do. I mean, that's the role of a journalist here.
And that's the way it should be. Just straight down, these are the facts right here instead of having to add your own spin to it. And I really appreciate that because it's, people may not realize it, but it's a lot of work. We don't have a county administrator. I had initially asked to put some funds in this year budget in case we went with a county administrator in the upcoming years because you'd only have to do it one time. And then the other two commissioners didn't want to do that. So, and that's fine because the county right now is I still feel it's one of the best counties in the state. In operation, we have very low debt, and our bills are paid, and we have money in the bank. And our staff, talking about them, they're there early in the morning. They're there before they actually start work, I mean, before they need to be. And they're there late in the afternoon. And if it takes a little extra time, that's what they do. We usually run each department at maximum efficiency. Some departments would like to have, and it would really help out to have another person. But we don't have space for them, number one. And number two, that's an extra expense. But we have good benefits, and our employees are happy. And so they're willing to go that extra mile for Raleigh County.
All right. Well, and while you're here, I don't know if there's any job openings in the county that you guys are looking for right now.
I couldn't tell you right offhand. It would probably be in public works if there was, but they could call the county clerk's office, and I'm sure they probably got a list right there of what would be available currently.
I would imagine public works is one that there's so many people who work for public works, and they have a round the clock job.
And it's a very, very large department. We use a lot of part time in the summer, and of course parks department is up there too, and parks take a lot of work. They're a necessary expense. You know, people like to see parks and have parks. And the Keats Park out there is a real gem. I mean, my family, we rented the building out there a couple times for Thanksgiving. The car club I belong to, we use that for picnic. The Woodworkers Club, and there's no charge on the building. I don't want to cut my own throat, but I think it'd be nice if we charged a couple dollars. But the people that rent it do what's expected of them. They turn the heater, the air back down. They clean. They put the tables and chairs away. So Keats Park out there is just a real gem. And then the Fairmont Park. The county does a very good job. The dog parks are heavily used too. So very proud of that department. And it takes a great amount of manpower with all the mowing and trimming. And then they also help out with snow removal stuff too.
Very important.
One question that I have for you, and I think that this is kind of interesting, that there are two dog parks here.
Yes.
And they're both county run. Why doesn't the city have any dog parks?
I could be smart and say we do a better job, but that's not, I don't mean that. It's,
no, you know, and that's not the case. I'm just surprised that, you know, that there's only one dog park really within the city limits.
Right.
And it's not a knock against the city of Manhattan.
Oh, no,
that's not
no.
what I'm trying to do, but I find it interesting that the only city dog park is run by the county, and I know it keeps pretty busy, and you know,
oh, yes,
isn't there a need for another?
Well, I would think so. I drove last month. I drove around to the dog parks just out of curiosity, and I was showing somebody from Salina around, and I was surprised at how heavily used, and that thought had crossed the back of my mind that it'd be nice to have another one on the west side of Manhattan someplace. So, but why it's just
See,
county?
I consider as an east sider, Seco Park to be on the west side.
Well, it was whenever they moved the fair
when
out
they
there.
Established Seco Park and the fairgrounds there. Yeah, it was then.
And I used to be 3 miles from town, too.
And that was, what, 1959 or 60, something like that?
Right along in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was the old Winland farm, and know it well.
Yeah. Very good. Anything else, Ron, before we
No, I just wish that – I just hope that people – and I'll try to get more information out through other sources, but I remember on the mortgage registration – registration fees gone, but on these LATVR and the CCRS, on those two statutes, remember on the 2020 elections, remember that question. Do you support that? And if the answer is yes or no, depends on how you vote for that person.
Okay. Ron Wells doing a little lobbying here for the 2020 election. We appreciate you joining us here, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus, and a special In Focus coming up here tomorrow, Dave.
I'm trying to remember what we have in the first portion of it.
Pottawatomie County Schools. We'll
okay.
have Wamego and Rock Creek featured.
Okay. And then in the second half, we're going to have the Caspers. Drew Casper, who was seriously injured in a car crash here just a few months ago. It's one of the great heartwarming stories. because he's going to be able to walk into the studios unassisted. He and his mother are going to be part of that conversation tomorrow. Clark, Rush, Dan, the game, all on the way at KMAN. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community.